coming to you live from the studios of AM 1520 KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station. This is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. Call Kim now to share your journey, 805-289-1520. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, and thank you for taking time out of your day to listen to The Kim Pagano Show. If you're new to my show, it's all about positive talk. When you leave here, you will feel better. And great things are happening around us. And then you can go to my website at kimpaganoshow.com and also like us on Facebook. We like to be your friends, so I know I can keep in touch with you, and you can send me little messages that what's happening around here. And that is on the Kim Pagano Show page. Also, you can tweet us if you are on Twitter at Kim Pagano Show. And today we've got a really great show for you today. We've got Michelle Odell joining me. Welcome.
Hi.
How are you?
Great. Glad Good. To be here.
Good. She's going to talk to us. She's actually been a principal out here in the Ventura County, and now she's a teacher. And so she's been on both sides of the wheel for education, right? But we're going to get a little organized because we've got school right around the corner from us. So also in our studio, we've got Christy from Parent Click. Welcome.
Hi, Kim. Thank you. So happy to be here.
Yeah. So you've got, you know, Parent Click kind of covers it from A to Z. Parents, grandparents, I mean, just anybody that has kids or that needs to know what's going on in Ventura County. But not only Ventura County, everywhere, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. We're in over 240 cities, actually. But we're here to represent Ventura County. And just like you said, parents, grandparents, really anyone caring for children in Ventura County, 0 to 18. You know, we reach every socioeconomic level. So
there you go. So well, we're going to hear from Christy and see what's going on around here. And also, of course, we have Tom running our board here. So how are you doing, Tom?
Everything's well. Everything's good on a hot day.
It has been hot, I'm telling you. It's actually, it's nice and cool in here. So anyways, well, I am really excited to tell you a little bit about what we're going to talk about today. I want to give out our phone number here because we have a lot of stuff to give away. So 289-1520. That's 289-1520. And if you are just tuning in right now, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And I am so glad that you are taking some time to be with us today on this very hot day. So anyways, we are ready to go. We're going to be talking with Peter McCarthy, and this is a wake-up call to all of us that live in stress. Sometimes sleeping, waking up with stress. Can you ever turn your mind off? Because I know it's really hard for me. And that's one of the things that we're going to be talking a little bit about. Also, we're pushing our bodies to the limit, and that means, you know, doing stuff when we're not always in the right mind, but we just, you know, schedules kind of carry on and life carries on, and we're in summertime right now. So can you imagine, like, a couple, what, how much longer? When does school start, Michelle?
Well, it depends on what your district you're in. I start in, after Labor Day.
Yeah. How about you guys?
My kids start a week from Tuesday.
Okay. Mm-hmm. See, I'm right. Yeah. So, yeah. So we're all over. But, you know, are you so tired that sometimes you can hardly think, or just think that, you know, things are so overwhelming for you? So we're going to talk about that, because our first guest when we come back is Peter McCarthy. And he thinks that we're all in adrenaline nation. Okay, we're all running just on adrenaline. So that's going to be interesting to talk about that a little bit. I want to tell you about some of our gifts that we have. We've got a $15 gift certificate to Swirl Frozen Yogurt, and that is located in Village Commons area. And who doesn't like yogurt, right?
It's my favorite.
I know. we're always like, where are you? You want to get some yogurt? And also, we got meal passes to Soup Plantation at Camarillo. I love Soup Plantation. It's healthy. It's got good soup. It's got good salads. It's good for you. Also, a $15 gift certificate to IHOP in Ventura on South Victoria. So we've got that. And then we've got two family packs to the Santa Barbara Museum and Ty Warner Sea Center, care of Parent Click. So thank you so much for bringing that. So stay with us, because what we're going to do is we're gonna be giving lots of stuff away and getting organized for the rest of the summer and, trying to get back and figure out how we can keep our minds together and stay really together. That's what it's all about, staying in that positive time. So anyway, stay with us. We're going to take a really quick break. What we'll do is let's give away a $15 gift certificate right now to Swirl Frozen Yogurt, located in Village Commons in Camarillo. And our phone number here is 289-1520. We'll take caller number 4 right now. And stay with us. We'll be right back.
Here, and I only use the best when it comes to real estate. I'd like to introduce you to Shannon Rojas. She is the best.
Hello, I'm Shannon Rojas, and whether you're looking to buy, sell, or invest in real estate, I can help you with all of your needs. Give me a call at 805-889-4900, 805-889-4900. I look forward to hearing from you.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999. With a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
Welcome back, everyone, and you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and it's all positive talk here, and in our studio we've got Michelle and Christy, and we're talking about not being stressed. A lot of us live in a stressed world, and how do we get past that? Well, I have my next guest is going to talk to us, Peter McCarthy, and he's going to talk about how we can get off that stress treadmill, because as moms and dads and just, basically work, if you're working at something that maybe isn't your passion, that's what sometimes makes us stressed. So, Peter, are you there?
I am, Kim. Thanks for having me on the show today.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about your book is Adrenaline a Nation, correct?
That's right. It's Adrenaline Nation. It was released August 1st. It's available on Amazon.com and also in Barnes & Noble. And it's the result of about 4 years of research and writing on my part on the whole pandemic of stress in American society, expanding our vision of what stress really is, but more importantly, what we can do about it to alleviate our stress load.
Wow. And so tell us a little bit about yourself. How were you stressed?
Well, before I became a naturopath and an author, I had a rather, shall we say, eclectic career. I started out in the military as an Air Force Academy graduate, spent 20 years on active duty, the bulk of which I spent as a B-52 pilot and later as a unit commander. And the stress there involved not only flying missions at low altitudes of 2 to 800 feet day and night around the clock, literally, because a lot of our missions were done at night, but also sitting nuclear alert, because most of my career was spent during the Cold War, and we were on hair trigger alert to deliver a retaliatory response if our nation was attacked by surprise. So there was the first increment of stress, and after I left active duty service with the Air Force, I joined a major commercial airline and spent 16 years as a Boeing 737 captain there, flying up to 140 people around the country in all kinds of weather. And so, of course, that had its own set of stressors.
So, Peter, but you didn't really have very much stress in your life, right?
Not at all.
God, okay, that would be about to put you over the top right there. So, you know, I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show every Saturday here on 1520 KVTA, and it's all positive talk. We're talking with Peter McCarthy right now, and his book is Adrenaline Nation. It is a wake-up call for all of us stressed out here in America. I mean, really, that's what it's all about. We kind of all, it's like a second nature of how we live our lives, not even thinking about, you know, what it's doing and how much harm it's doing to our bodies. So what are some of the things that we can do to avoid letting to get out of that?
Well, you know, the first thing we need to do is identify what exactly is stressing us. And Kim, you brought up a very good point. A lot of us really don't recognize that we are stressed by certain factors in our lives. It can be the foods and beverages that we eat. It can be the lifestyle we lead. It can be how we think about stress. It can be what we don't eat that provides a nutritional gap for being able to mount a positive stress response. It can be toxic influences. And, of course, it can be those significant negative life events, but all of those together comprise what actually stresses us. And, you know, we're socially conditioned to look at some things that we experience every day that are indeed stressful, but we think of as normal. And it's those so-called normal things that help pile on the stress until it ultimately becomes unmanageable. So there's really a two-step process here, Kim. One is to identify what actually is causing us stress and then taking action for us so that we can alleviate that stress load.
You know, Peter, this is Christy from ParentClick.com. I wanted to ask you, you talked about foods and beverages. What are things that we can do to avoid letting popular foods and beverages add to our stress load? Because so many of us are stress eaters, really.
Well, you know, the key words are minimize or avoid. Minimize or avoid those foods and beverages that cause us stress. And they're what I like to call all the usual suspects. Caffeinated foods and beverages, processed sugar, white flour, trans fats, and those foods that contain artificial sweeteners. They all, in their own way, cause a stress response in the body. And if they're consumed habitually over time, can create negative consequences health-wise for us.
You know, we just were you going to say that?
I love this topic. I've been doing a lot of research all summer on this and doing a ton of reading, and I've always been really interested in nutrition and health and staying healthy. But we just had our women's meeting. We had a functional medicine doctor come and talk to us on this very topic. But the food side of it, I've been really making some changes. And this is Michelle speaking. I've been really making a lot of changes for myself and my family. So when you're looking at nutrition, supplementation is one of the things that can also help us. So ways that we can use supplements to help us relieve stress. Do you have anything like any information on that?
Absolutely. I devote a whole section of the first chapter to part of my qualitative stress management model that I call the stress stack. And the particular block in the stress stack that you're talking about, Michelle, is what I call the nutritional gap, the difference between what we eat on a daily basis and what our bodies really need to sustain a healthful stress response. And yes, there are some very definite nutritional supplements, and I'll say this right off the top, everybody in this country, whether they believe it or not, needs to have some kind of nutritional supplementation to fill in the gaps of their diet. So what are they? Well, therapeutic doses of vitamin C, vitamin B, the omega-3 essential fatty acids, preferably in the form of fish oil, because that delivers the raw material to our bodies that helps us synthesize the stress hormone, and trace minerals like magnesium, which can help to not only calm our bodies and our minds, but also help to sustain that stress response in a healthful way.
I think that's so good. What we were talking about is really smart eating and stupid eating, you know, things that, and I really never understood the difference between, you know, if you pay for, what were we talking about at the grocery store, the natural
organic
okay. And what it really does. But we were actually explained that, and I'm going to have them on my show, but we were explained how plants, you know, you kind of eat for your season and eat for how you feel that day, and how some of the plants, you know, can really withdraw or withhold through the weather, the heat, the cold, you know, and that's the plants that are smarter, and mm-hmm. that's why they are better to eat. Where you know have processed food, that's not going to help you.
Right.
So you eat to help yourself.
That's exactly right. And a big portion of what I talk about in Adrenaline Nation is self-empowerment. This entire book was designed for people to, first of all, discover what are the stressors in their lives, but secondly, what can they do to change it to alleviate those stressors. And really, in some ways, it's a self-help book because it gives you information and resources where you now can go and apply that information in the particular circumstance that you're in, stress-wise. But you're absolutely right. It's really important for us to be eating a plant-based, whole food diet, but also one that has a good source of protein in every meal. And typically speaking, the size of your protein portion should be about the size of your palm. And what that does over time is it helps to even out those peaks and valleys of your blood sugar throughout the day so that your energy is sustainable throughout the day.
I love where we're going with this, and I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Peter McCarthy, and his book is Adrenaline Nation. And, you know, if you're pushing your body to the limit, let's find out how to step off the stress treadmill. I think it's so important. Now, talk to us a little bit about ways to reduce your workday stress.
Well, you know, it starts out when you get into your car, really, and drive to work. It's a little known fact that if you're living in or around a major metropolitan area and you commute into the city to work, you're going to experience over 20,000 rush hour events in your lifetime. And a lot of those rush hour events are going to involve traffic jams, accidents, or some combination of the two, throwing a bit of bad weather, and now you've got a real stressor on your hands. And the key is to, first of all, reframe how you think about that situation and plan ahead for it, but also to have the kind of entertainment and calming type of music or radio programming like The Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you.
to allow you to relax and to enjoy the experience of driving to and from work instead of gripping the steering wheel and cursing at the other drivers, because in the long run, that's really going to increase your stress load. But it goes on from there. There are certain things, and I talk about it in Chapter 3 in Adrenaline Nation, and I titled it very aptly, A Day at the Office, and it starts when you wake up in the morning and finishes when you turn out the lights at night. But there's a lot of different things you can do. So, for example, don't multitask. We talked about avoiding caffeinated beverages. Kind of hard to do sometimes when you walk into the break room and there's that big coffee pot sitting there beckoning you day after day, come hither. But those are just a couple of the many things that I talk about in that chapter of Adrenaline Nation that you can use to help alleviate that stress.
I like that. Now, there's ways that we can actually target nutritional supplements, right? Talk a little bit back on that.
Okay. Well, like I said, you want to look at, for example, and I'll just expand a little bit about what I talked about earlier. Vitamin C, the adrenal glands, which manage your body's stress response, have in their tissues 25 times more vitamin C than any other tissue in the body. So if you're under chronic stress, chances are you're vitamin C deficient. You need to supplement it with that. Same thing with the B vitamins, what they call the B complex. That helps to maintain the stress response portion of your central nervous system, as well as it helps manage your blood pressure. And a lot of people who have blood pressure and nervous system issues that manifest, for example, in some kind of psychosomatic disorder like anxiety or depression, are B vitamin deficient. So, you know, those are some things that you really need to be aware of as to the why we're taking good nutritional supplementation. I mentioned earlier that the omega-3s provide the raw material that your body uses to synthesize some of the major stress hormones. But the other piece to this is the minerals. And they also have a component, of course, in not only managing blood pressure, but also in helping to keep your body in equilibrium and to keep your mental state in equilibrium. So those are some important reasons about why we want to get those key nutrients, along with, of course, a good multivitamin and, you know, whatever health-specific supplements that you're taking for your particular situation,
Peter,
as part of your daily diet.
Peter, is there a way to know, or a test that can be you can take, a blood test or something, to tell you what specifically you're deficient in and you need to really focus on?
Yes, there are. There are some good diagnostic labs around the country that are used by some of the functional medicine specialists. My guess is that the gentleman that you were talking to at the meeting the other night would know the specifics of what he or she uses, but they have some very specific tests that you can run, what they call blood panels, that show what those vitamin and mineral imbalances are and therefore target what you really need. But the other piece to this is saliva testing. And saliva testing is important because it gives real-time information on what your hormones are doing, and in particular, your stress and reproductive hormones. And they're important in that interrelationship because the raw material that that the body uses to synthesize those hormones comes from the same source. So the balance of stress and reproductive hormones is very important.
All right. And now, where do we find your book?
Okay, the book is available at Amazon.com, and it's also available in Barnes & Noble. So either one, you can pick it up either in person in Barnes & Noble or online.
Okay, perfect. And again, your book is Adrenaline Nation. We're talking with Peter McCarthy. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, and I would ask your listening audience also to check out my website at PeterMcCarthy, that's spelled with two C's, .com, PeterMcCarthy.com, and also Adrenaline-Nation.com, where you can sign up for my online community and download a free stress assessment.
All right, perfect. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kim. Appreciate you having me on the show.
You got it. All right, we're going to take a really quick break, and I'd love to give away... Let's see, should we give away both sets?
Sure.
Two sets of family packs for the Santa Barbara Museum and Natural History and Ty Warner Sea Center. So right now we'll give it to caller number 7 and 8 at 289-1520. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us. We got lots more.
Hey everyone, it's Kim Pagano. I only recommend the best to my listeners. The best home inspector is John Fleener with JDA Home Inspection.
John Fleener here with JDA Home Inspection. If you're looking for a high-quality, low-cost inspection, give me a call at 805-419-0043. That's 805-419-0043 for all your home inspection needs.
You know, it's becoming more and more difficult to find a show that relates to you and what's going on in your life. But we've got it for you right here on AM 1520 KVTA every Saturday at 2 p.m. on The Kim Pagano Show. Kim talks about health. She talks about business, beauty, fashion, pop culture. Oh, and don't forget, she includes parenting and relationships. It's real life radio for, get that, your real life. Join Kim Pagano every Saturday for interesting guests that include everyone from doctors and experts to entertainers and even locals. It's your life on the radio because Kim's just like you. She's a mom, she's a hair therapist, and a busy career woman. Start your weekend off in a positive way and do yourself a favor. Be here 2 p.m. every Saturday for your weekly dose of Kim and your weekly dose of your life on the radio for The Kim Pagano Show, only here on AM 1520 KBTA.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and it's all positive talk here, and I know it's a little hot out there, but, you know, just keep positive. That's what it's all about. So Christy from Parent Click here, and we've got Michelle Odell, and we've got Tom Spence on our board, and our phone number here is 289-1520 if you are out there and you want to win some of our great prizes that we have. I'd love to hear from you. Also, Christy, so tell us a little bit of what is Parent Click?
So Parent Click
and what's
is,
going on?
So many things. Parent Click is an online resource for families. You can find us at www.ventura-ca.parentclick.com. We're celebrating 8 years in Ventura County. We do cover the entire county. We have a business directory with over 2,000 resources for families all over the county, an event calendar that updates every day. We have a chatter feature on our site, everything from moms sharing recipes to local pediatricians sharing tips for getting through the flu season, everything in between. We also have a perks and discounts feature where you can find great savings and find out about great promotions going on all over the county.
And so how do they find it? Tell us the name again.
They'll just go to our website. We are parentclick.com for Ventura County. Best way, www.ventura-ca.parentclick.com.
Okay, perfect. And I know there's a ton of stuff happening, right? So I know Jacob is on our line, and he's got something that's happening out in Westlake, Agora, out there. So then will you hold that, and then we'll come back and tell us everything that's happening out there. Jacob, are you there?
Hi, Cam. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
All right. So Jacob used to be my board guy over on 1400 KKZZ when I was out there on my sister station. And so what's going on, Jacob?
Well, there's this, you know me, I'm always dancing around.
He is a dancer, yep.
So there's this summer intensive at my new studio called Academy of Westlake Village. Academy of Dance of Westlake Village in Westlake Village. And basically what it is a one-shot chance to dance with, like, Theo Dean Can Dance faculty members, like Melanie Moore, Kent Boy, and, like, Peter Chu and more. So, like, my studio is offering, like, a discount if you call the studio right now with the code, which the code is KIM. So if you call the studio at 818-889-1515 with the code Kim, you'll get $25 off the intensive, which is really, really good.
Okay. And so do you have to know how to dance?
No, we have just the basics. We have a beginning and an intermediate level for the intensive, so everyone is welcome.
Okay. And how many people in a class? You know, it's like, can you stand behind everybody?
Yeah. Well, the summer intensive, because it is a camp, kind of like a camp, it's going to be 7 hours of classes every day. With less than 25 dancers in each room. So it's not going to be that many dancers. So
it's going to be intense.
Intense, yeah, that's
okay,
what it is.
Okay, I love it. And tell us again, when is it happening?
This is happening next week, starting Monday, August 13th to the 17th. We have different rates for different days. So we have a rate for the whole week, a rate for a four-day rate, three-day rate, and a two-day rate. And you only get the $25 off if you purchase a two or more date.
Okay.
And we're also giving away a free T-shirt. So whoever calls right now, you'll get a free summer intensive T-shirt as well.
Okay, perfect. And you were going to give away one class and a T-shirt, right?
Yeah, we have our fall schedule ready for the fall. So we also would like to invite, give away a free class for the fall. Not for the intensive, but for the fall.
Right. So in the, okay, for the fall, is that you get to learn how to dance?
Yeah, we offer contemporary, jazz, ballet. So you get to take any class you like and you will take it for free.
I like that. Okay, so give out the number. Well, let me give you the number so I can get a winner right here at 289-1520. That is to win a t-shirt and a dance lesson. And we'll take caller number 2 right here at 289-1520. If you like to dance, this is where to go. What is the address there?
The address is 5700 Corsa Avenue in Westlake Village.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. All right.
And once again, the number for our studio is 818-889-1515 to call them right now, and you'll get $25 for two or more classes of the intensive.
$25 off by mentioning Kim.
And once again, it is the good intensive. You'll be dancing with Kent Boy, Melanie Moore, Comfort Fidoki, which is really good. Travis Wall, which is a very famous choreographer. So
wow. There you go. I love
more
it.
More information, I posted it on your Facebook page.
Oh, there you go. You can go to my Facebook on Kim Pagano Show. All right. Thank you so much, Jacob. When is the performance?
The performance is usually going to be at the end of every day.
Okay.
So it's kind of like a camp. So whatever choreography you learn that day, you'll be performing it.
I love
it.
Which
is really cool. So.
All right. Well, thank you so much for letting us know about it.
Yeah, and just give me a call back with the winner.
You got it. All right.
Take care.
You got it. All right. Bye-bye. All right. So, Christy, what's happening? There's always something going on. So what's happening out in Ventura right now?
Well, we have so many things going on in Ventura. Of course, everything from camps. There's still one more week left of camps in the Ventura area before we go back to school. But then, you know, like I said, we cover the entire county. We have Gull Wings Children's Museum. They have their summer science days on Wednesdays and Thursdays. And in fact, while I'm talking about Gull Wings, they have a need for Legos right now. They have a post on our Facebook page. So when your listeners go to our Facebook page at Parent Click Network Ventura, they can like us and then keep up with some of the posts there from our local businesses. We also have Gracie Marumbi. They have three locations. That's jiu-jitsu. They have three locations in Ventura County, and they are offering some new classes, Parent Me classes. I know they have a women's only class. Many different classes going on all over, some just for mom or dad and some for kids, some both. If any of your listeners go to our event calendar, they'll find everything that's a one-time event to a weekly event and then, you know, monthly and so on and so forth.
And now on the chat, is it parents that, you know, if you have a problem, like maybe my baby's not eating or that kind of thing, is that something that you guys, is that what they're talking about?
Or? Absolutely. You know, the information on our site is available to anyone, but we do offer a free membership. And when our local moms and dads sign up for free membership, they'll receive so many benefits with that. We actually give them a member dashboard, and they can actually go online onto their dashboard on our site, and they can keep a notepad where they can follow certain events or certain businesses. They also can become interactive. They can post events. They can post their questions, just like you said, to chatter. Maybe they find that someone else has posted the question and they kind of want to add to the conversation. They can post comments and replies, and that would be for really any post that's on there. So maybe it's a local pediatrician that's touching on the topic they're interested in. They can become interactive that way. And then also with that free membership, they can receive our weekly scene newsletter every Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys are busy.
We are very,
Christy
very busy.
Christy is all over it, I'm telling you. So, all right. I love it. Mm-hmm. All right. What we're going to do is let's take another break. I would love to give away a $15 gift certificate to IHOP right here off of South Victoria. And we'll take a caller number 5 at 805-289-1520, and we'll be right back. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
Everyone, it's Kim Pagano. I only recommend the best to my listeners. The best home inspector is John Fleener with JDA Home Inspection.
John Fleener here with JDA Home Inspection. If you're looking for a high-quality, low-cost inspection, give me a call at 805-419-0043. That's 805-419-0043 for all your home inspection needs.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999. With a great proven track record, call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
Welcome back. And Tom, who was our winner on that one?
And we had a winner. It was Jesse right out of Ventura, and he's going to go to IHOP.
Okay, I love it. All right. And Christy, what else did you have to say?
Well, you know, I wanted to mention that earlier I had mentioned that we send out a weekly scene newsletter every Thursday. Well, we also have 6 guides that go out every year, and coming up very soon is our back to school guide. It's going to go out on August 23rd, and that's going to include so many things. I mean, everything, all types of resources from, you know, tutoring and after school programs to sports, events, fundraisers, really, you know, anything that's, you know, relating to our kids right now with back to school. We're going to have it in that guide.
It is that time, isn't it, right now?
It is.
And, you know, I do want to open up our phones if anybody has any suggestions for back to school at 289-1520. I know we have Michelle here, and, let's start a little bit, and I know we'll have to get our next guest on, but let's talk
okay.
about, yeah.
Yeah. You know, summer's coming to an end, and it's really important to start getting our children in that mind frame that school's coming. So I have about 5 suggestions to help get them ready. So one of the most important things we can do is to just get them in the mind frame of returning back to school by getting them back into their routine.
Oh, yeah. So don't let them sleep in late anymore, right? I mean, that's a big thing.
It is. Summer, you're kind of loose with your rules. Mm-hmm. Usually the kids get to stay up a little later, sleep in longer. So if you can get them 2 weeks before school starts back into that routine, going to bed at the time that you want them to go to bed and getting up at the time you want them to get up, that will help them ease into it instead of it being such a shock for them. Number 2 is it's really important to do some review with them a couple weeks before school because it's easy for them to forget some of the basic facts and things that they might have been doing. Now, I'm an elementary school teacher, so, you know, multiplication tables is a big one. You want them knowing when they come into fourth grade or prepared for, you know, some of the other grades.
And you do forget. We forget. So, I mean, it's kind of like refreshment.
Yeah, do some refreshing, some review with them just to refresh their memories, get them thinking about school again. And hopefully they've been reading all summer. That's always really important. And the number 3 is kids like to shop for school. So I know sometimes it's hard to take 3 kids shopping, but they get excited about them. It gets them excited about school. Let them pick out some of their supplies. Make sure you check the school websites to check for supply lists so you're not spending money that you don't need to spend. And then number 4, one of the really important things is to do some kind of family culminating activity to close the summer and open the new school year and get them excited about the school year and let them have a choice in the activity that your family will do. And then
we also talked about another thing that actually I learned this from you is have family meetings. and to check in with your children. You say you check in with your children individually, right?
Right. Well, it's a really good idea to start off the school year with an individual meeting with each child and review the summer with them. Let them tell you what they felt went well, what things they want to work on, and have them set some goals for the school year. And then do that periodically with them as a husband, wife, or if you're a single family. Just it's important to touch base with your child and have it a more of a formal meeting, not a time when you're telling them what they're not doing, but it's their time to share with you the things that they're reflecting on, of what they need to work on, and the things that they want to do and how they perceive things are going within the family.
And that probably helps them be responsible for, decisions that they've made and decisions that they'll probably face in the future.
Absolutely.
With the upcoming school year.
Yes.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know what? Not only that, with everything going on in the world, it's good to be able to know where our children are at. And
absolutely.
I think it's important. So with that, I do want to invite our next guest on, and then we'll come back and finish up with the last couple things before school starts. But who doesn't want to be happier in their life? Sometimes we need help getting there, and even the most positive people. And I have Dr. Andy McCapes on, and his book is The Gifted One. And he can help us find happiness from within and what we need to learn to live your life to the fullest and have fun. Would you say everything or are you living in the potential to do everything perfect? We're not like that, right? But we want to live at our fullest. Mm-hmm. And so I would like to invite Andy on. Andy, are you there?
I'm here.
Welcome. How are you?
Again, how are you?
Good. And your book is The Gifted One.
Right. The Gifted One, The Journey to Seven.
Okay. And tell us, how did you name it The Gifted One?
I wanted to come up with something that would be a little bit different. I've been in the psychology, self-help field for most of my life. And I thought, I was working on the beach one day, actually, and I thought, wouldn't it be great if we could meet the world's greatest healer, somebody who is really, really special. You know, all of us, I think, at some time would like to speak with that really special man or woman who maybe has some of the answers most of us don't have. And so I thought, gee, it'd be great to put together a character who had those qualities and then to get to learn from him. And so that started a number of years ago, and what I did was I read many, many books and articles and things like that, but then I went around the country and met a really interesting group of people, from Buddhist monks to Trappist monks to holy men and women to healers to American Indian medicine man. And
Andy, I think that it's so important. I think everybody has a gift. I think we all have gifts, and that's what we need to tell our children. We need to have that everybody has something special. What you have and what I have are two different things, correct?
Absolutely.
And so what were some of the gifts that people felt that they had to offer, in our world to live a more fulfilled life?
Well, what the book presents are 12 gifts. And just to give you an idea of what it's about, kind of a down-and-out everyday person gets an opportunity to speak with the gifted one. But in order to do so, he has to pass a test. And the test really is to see if he will commit a random act of kindness. And if he does, he gets the opportunity to spend 6 days in a remote desert ranch with this world's greatest healer. And while there, this healer gives him 12 insights or gifts into life that can change him and also help him change the world. So that's really the focus of the book, these 12 things that we can do to make ourselves different and make the world different. And I present it this way. I did it in novel form. So I presented it not so that like many of the self-help books that are 5 ways to do this or 10 ways to do that. I thought it'd be really neat if what we could do is have a novel with likable characters that folks can relate to, characters related to things most folks can see themselves in.
I like that. Instead of just factual information, it's actually a story that you can get to know the characters and get involved with. I like that kind of reading.
Yeah.
And now, so what are some of the 12 things that we can do to have a better life?
Well, probably my favorite. My favorite is chapter 8, which is helping people to remember who they really are. I think folks have a tendency that, and all of us, because and it starts actually when we go to school, and I know the lady before me was chatting about school. I've been involved in education all my life, and part of the concern about school is that you have to fit into a box. You expect everybody has to, you know, the good kids get A's, and the bad kids don't get A's, or they don't quite make it. And in talking about gifts, you know, not everybody's going to be good at math or English or science or whatever, but I believe what you said before is everybody does have a gift. And unfortunately, in schools, we don't find all the gifts that kids have. And a lot of kids feel bad about themselves because they're put in a situation where their gift doesn't get to shine. For instance, many times kids who are good at art and music, many times they're overlooked, and if they're not getting A's in other subjects, it's, well, it's too bad that you're not a good student, even though you may be an accomplished this musician or wonderful artist or on and on. But anyway, getting back to your question, my favorite part of the book and the thing that I think really helps people is something that I put in chapter 8 called The Gift of the Wildflowers. And what that is that in the story, the main character takes the man who comes out there to be trained to the back of his house, where there's a beautiful sea of wildflowers. And when he looks at it, he says, my gift to you today, the gift of the wildflowers, is to remember that should be us. When we originally were thought of by the Creator, we were wildflowers. Wild meaning untamed, original. And flower means to blossom and bloom. And an awful lot of folks have forgotten that. You know, we fit into a box or... we limit ourselves. We say we can't do X, Y, or Z, and without trying, many folks feel they can't blossom and bloom anymore. And especially in the world that we're living in, where we're pretty much taught to be frightened. And so, you know, this gift of the wildflowers, and as it unfolds, gives people ideas and thoughts that they can.
Offered.
And free themselves.
Right. Well, you know what? I think that as parents and as leaders, and I just want to remind everybody that if anybody's just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We have Dr. Andy McCabe's on, and his book is The Gifted One, and it's about your journey. But, you know, I think that is, you know, I talked to somebody a while back, and I listened to this lesson that he said is, we all have parents, and sometimes they give us the wrong messages in our lives, and they could have learned it from their parents. And so we have to be our own advocate. We have to be our own parents, and we need to change whatever message, if it's a negative message about ourselves, to be able to perform at whatever level we are in our lives. And I think that as a teacher, I mean, Michelle, you're a teacher, you probably see, you know, I mean, just look at our own children on our own. I have 4, and each one of them have different amazing gifts.
Right. And hopefully that's what educators are doing, is they're trying to find those gifts. And sometimes it's hard to find what is that child really good at. What is something that they can shine in and really share that and make sure that that child is able to express that and it's being...
their needs are being met,
yeah,
so that they can
but
be the best,
and
right?
And it's being recognized and valued. So.
Right. And even kids, you know, that have ADD or that have special needs, a lot of times, you know, we think, oh, they're not going to be good at anything. But actually, it's, I mean, well, I'm saying a lot of people are frustrated. But instead of looking at what they can do with their gifts.
That's right.
And I think it's so important to look at that. So I love where you've, you know, what you wrote about and that you made a story about it.
Well, that's just one of a whole bunch of things. It's really made more for adults. So I've had a bunch of people tell me that they feel that every high school... I had a friend who's a psychiatrist, and she said, every high school kid in America should read this book. And they said, oh, wonderful. From your lips to God's ears.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that'd be neat. And, but it's really meant for, like, folks, maybe high school seniors through all the way to adults of any age.
Okay.
I just want to give you a couple of things that would make a difference, why people should read it.
Please.
First, it's written as a book for both men and women who may not like to read. An awful lot of people don't like to read, and I know that. So when I wrote this book, I did it in a style that kind of makes it a little small. Oh my God, what's going to happen next? You know, it's in a novel form that makes it a little anxious and a little scary, and you identify with the characters, and you're afraid something not good might happen, and then woven through that is the story and the gifts. So I know a lot of, and especially men, a lot of men don't like to read, and especially self-help. A lot of women want their husband or boyfriend to read stuff, and they just won't do it.
Right.
Well, this is the perfect Christmas gift for your husband or boyfriend who may not be a reader. They'll read this.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. And again, where do we find your book?
Kim, you can get it on Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble. And it's The Gifted One, The Journey Begins by Dr. Andy McCabe. And if they'd like to contact me for anything about it, that or life coaching, which is what I do, I'm at dramcabe@hotmail.com. And D as in David, R as in Robert, A as in Apple, McCabe, McCabe, @hotmail.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you being a guest on my show.
Thanks for having me on, Kim.
All right. You have a great day. All right. Well, we are almost to the end of our show here. And, you know, it's interesting how, you know, we build ourselves up and then we build our children up, right? And as, you know, educators and as different people in our community. And it's important that we give our children the right message. That's kind of what he was talking about. Mm-hmm. And how do you do that with your children? And how do you do that with your children?
Well, it's funny. My son is 22 now, and so we were talking the other day, and of course he can tell us what all of our faults are and why we
right, of course,
didn't do things properly as parents and how he's going to do them different. And I said, you know, that's really important that you recognize that, because each generation needs to do it better than the last.
And
so if you can do a better job than I did in a certain area, then that's what you need to do, and hopefully your kids will do a better job, and so on. And that's, it's all about growing. You know?
It is, and you're absolutely right, because there comes a point where your kids, Christy, how old are your children?
Now 7 and 9.
Oh, they're not there yet. Okay, because they still think you're perfect. Okay, well,
maybe.
But you know they do, right? For a long time, and then all of a sudden they start seeing. Yeah,
it.
All of a sudden everything you do is wrong.
Well, I think for me right now, because they are still young, I just try to be really aware of what I'm putting out there. I just try to, you know, everything that I say, every action I take, because I think you mentioned, Michelle, they will remind us in the way too that you'll see them say or do something, and then you know, you can put your finger on it, oh my goodness, they're watching me, they're watching Dad.
Yes.
And those are really, really good reminders. And so I like to, the earlier guest that you had, I think those were some really great tips. The gentleman who was talking about stress, Peter, that, you know, when we're kind of looking at ourselves and what we're putting out there and how we can change and make our lives better, and, you know, decisions we make with nutrition and things of that nature, it
just translates into what, you know, we're teaching them and then the habits that they'll form. So I think it's just that every day being aware and making
right.
the right choices.
And as mothers, you know, we kind of, you know, what are we going to all have for dinner, right? It's not, you know, so you bring something good into the house. So there's just so many different, we are examples for our children.
We are,
lead by example, that's right. We're their role models.
Yeah, so, and you know, it's interesting if you start to look down, you know, our tree of life, right, of things like you said, is we hope that we are better because we have more experience each year and things get better, hopefully.
Right.
Hopefully.
But you, but you come to that with the tools that you have and you do the best that you can with what you know and what you have at that point in time. That's that's what I was explaining to him. So he'll, when he has his children, hopefully he has a little bit more knowledge and a little bit better equipped than I was or that my parents were and we all, you know, keep
working on and hopefully at that point they start to help us.
I know.
Right? Because isn't it supposed to be like a full circle?
Right, that's right. That's
yeah.
true.
So I don't know. It's crazy. And now on a man's side, Tom, does your children look at you still as you're the perfect father?
Yes.
Okay, see?
10 and 4.
Yeah. Okay, wait a little.
I still have complete control.
Yeah, and that is another thing, you know, where they start to make decisions on their life and expect you to fix it.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it comes to a point where our kids are older now, and, you know, every decision you make, there's a consequence.
Right.
So you got to make good, really good decisions. So anyways, well, I want to thank everyone. Christy, give out Parent Click website again.
So our website again is www.ventura-ca.parentclick.com. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Okay, great. And what's the first thing that's coming up right now? Is there...
First thing as in today? Well, of course, I'm sure everyone knows the Ventura County Fair is going on right now.
Exactly.
We do have some amazing things happening in Ventura today or tonight. We have Music Under the Stars tonight at Olivas Adobe. We also have Fairy Tales in the Park is presenting Three Billy Goats Gruff at Barranca Vista at 4 o'clock. And then this is the final weekend for Once on This Island at the Rubicon.
You got it all happening right there, right? Okay. Of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment. And today's is, those who believe they can do something and those who believe they can't are both right. So please ask yourself, which one are you? Maybe it's daily. We all go through this. Life is a struggle. We just have to learn to be our own cheerleaders. Look at the friends that you surround yourself with. Are they bringing you up or pulling you down? Start today by saying, I am worth it, and I am worthy of anything I want to choose to do. Trust your decision. Now take on your day with that belief that you can do it. You're perfect. Have a great day.
It's our job to eliminate illegal radio stations.
News Talk 1520 KVTA, Port Hueneme.
The following is a paid program. Gold Coast Broadcasting is not...